outsiders in a marketplace, and he's going to be striking up conversation with them.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll have that on our minds as we prepare our hearts to hear what God has to say to us next week.
Great.
Taught by Jesus, trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the blessing of
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls now invite you to join them in their regular Sunday morning service of worship, now in their 72nd year of broadcasting. Peace Lutheran Church offers these services in order to bring the comfort and instruction of God's holy word to the sick, the shut-in, and the traveler. Hymns to be sung today are taken from Lutheran service book, Divine Service, Setting 1, page 151. Number 696, O God, My Faithful God. Number 932, Jesus Sat with His Disciples. And number 793, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Following the opening hymn, Pastor Samuel Morshing will lead the congregation in worship. The sermon theme is God is Merciful. The sermon text is Luke 6, 36 through 42. We take you now to the sanctuary of Peace Lutheran Church.
But if you're all looking for information before you see it there, well, you can always talk to me or others that are in the church office. So this morning we are following the Divine Service Setting 1, which is our Lutheran Service Book, page 151, and our opening hymn is number 696. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have left done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given Jesus Christ and died for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to speak with me the introit. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh,
my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall.
Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear.
The Lord rises against me.
One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble.
He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon the rock. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh,
my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Yeah.
pray. O Lord, grant that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by your governance that your church may joyfully serve you in all godly quietness through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated.
Fourth Sunday after Trinity is from Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 through 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of God, of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for I am in the place of God. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. This is the word of the Lord. Please read along with me the gradual. Atone
for our sins, for your enemies' sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Help us, O God, with our salvation, for the glory of your name, deliver us.
The epistle lesson is from Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 23. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies." This is the word of the Lord.
I invite you to stand as we continue with the Alleluia and the verse. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. Judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." He also told them a parable. "Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you seek the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye,' when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. This is the gospel of the Lord. I invite the congregation to be seated, and those children that are present are invited to come forward for our children's message at this time. Well, we have such a good Bible passage in Genesis about forgiving siblings. Well, that's kind of what I would have talked about if we had some bold children, because yes, Joseph had some brothers and they needed to be forgiven, just like you and I should forgive our brothers and sisters, whether we be young as the children who normally gather at my feet are, or whether we are still those children at heart of our Heavenly Father. So forgive as God has forgiven us. And be thankful that we know God's forgiveness. That leads to our next hymn as we continue. Jesus sat with his disciples, hymn number 932. Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon the text from Luke chapter 6. These Sundays that follow the Pentecost Sunday are focusing on God working through the church. Our lessons also help focus on what you and I, as followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, should do. The seasons from Advent through Easter focus on how God's actions are helping his creation. They focus on our Savior Jesus Christ. But now in this Pentecost season, we focus on what and how God works through you, through me, how he works through his church, the body of Christ, so that others also might come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. So So the question today and in this season is, what does God want you to do? How should you, as a follower of Jesus, be living in this world? How should the church be known? Watching my son and daughter play baseball this summer has reminded me of what I used to do and what many other children have done while playing sports, such as baseball or basketball. On the field, you might see some imitations going on. How many of you have an idea of what I'm talking about? Children, when they're on the baseball field, maybe I have to get out for this, like if you're batting, maybe it's a pretty good stance, but some of them follow the batters, and there's a baseball player, Julio Franco, his bat went like this. Way up here, some students bat like that. Or maybe if you're a pitcher, you got your big high leg kick, right? You see some imitations of professionals. Well, why would you want to imitate the professionals? Why do you want to imitate these major leaguers or these NBA all-stars? Right? Why would they do that as children? If it works for them, shouldn't it work for me? If that's how they are successful, isn't that what I should do in order to be successful? And so we see imitation through our children, grandchildren, those that are participating. They look to those that are seen as the top and the pinnacle. They're heroes. Similarly, the church is like children imitating their heroes. We seek to follow the example that has been set for us by our hero, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father. And there's more to what He wants you and I to do than what we can cover in just one reading from our scriptures today. Jesus, He's teaching, He's preaching, He's given the Beatitudes in Luke chapter 6, telling the people what good news there is now for them, because in their midst is the Savior. How should they treat others? And not just people that are like you and me, of similar beliefs, but how should they treat others even who are not similar to them, who are not their family or friends, but even the enemies? Luke chapter 6, verse 35, just the verse before our verse today, Jesus is teaching them, and it does continue with our verses. Starting to look back there, he says, "But love your enemies and do good and lend. Expect nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil." This is how God acts, not just to His special chosen children, not just to you and to me who have been baptized in the name of the triune God, but God is kind to all, to the ungrateful and the evil. And you and I, seeking to imitate our Heavenly Father who sets the example, we too should seek to love our enemies, to do good, to lend, and expect nothing in return. This is what God would seek for you and for me. Not just to those that are our favored brothers and sisters in Christ, not just to those that are flesh and blood, but to all. Why? Well, because God is kind, even to the ungrateful and the evil. So be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Yeah, God is merciful to those that are ungrateful. God is merciful to the evil. He doesn't just send rain to his chosen people, to those that love and adore him. We've seen it. We're all getting rain. Some might even say a little much. But God sends it, and it just doesn't fall on the properties that Christians own. But he sends it to all the earth. This shows God's mercy. And so if you and I are trying to imitate our Heavenly Father, as we trust in Jesus, as we look to God and the good gifts that he has for us, as in the good gifts that he provides for others in this world, what is it and how might you and I be merciful as God is merciful? And for that, Jesus gives us a couple things of what we should not do, and also some things that we should be doing. When it comes to the relationships that you have with others, Jesus says, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. But how easy is it, especially for those that are enemies, for those that are ungrateful, to look at them and, oh, if only they would. If only they would appreciate what they have. If only they would recognize God. If only they would listen to what I say to them. Sometimes that's the feelings that we may have. Not saying that it's wrong, because certainly if they would hear the good news of Jesus, if they would believe in him, then things would often be different for them in their life, their attitudes. But yet, if we start telling people what to do, do you think that's really going to always work? How many of you like to be told what to do? How many of you like to be told what you should be thinking? Well, it really doesn't work. And especially when it comes to condemning others, writing them off, saying, well, there's no hope for them. Is that what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did? Did he say, there's no hope for humanity? No. Rather, he showed us his love. He showed us his love, and he brought to you and to me forgiveness as he went to the cross, which is where Jesus leads us in what we should be doing, how we should be merciful to others. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Forgive people when they have wronged you. Be generous and giving to people, even when they don't deserve it. these are ways that we can show mercy. The way that our Heavenly Father has shown mercy to each one of us. Do we deserve forgiveness? Certainly not. Because there's times where God, in His great mercy, has spoken to you that you are forgiven, that sin that you have just committed, He remembers no more. Yes. And then we find out that through the course of our life, we've done it again. Just repeated what we decided we weren't going to do. And we've fallen back into our old habits, into our old nature. And certainly we do not deserve to be forgiven. For as much as we strive to be better people, to be good people, to be holy and righteous people, that taint of sin is within us and cannot be escaped. And so we, each one of us, need to be reminded, need to be assured of the forgiveness that God has for us as His children. But that forgiveness that Jesus earned upon the cross isn't only for God's beloved children that are close to Him. It's for those children that are scattered far and wide, all of His creation. And how can they know God's forgiveness if we aren't willing to forgive? We, following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, are called to remember our forgiveness and extend forgiveness to others. And when it comes to giving to those that are in need, are we not all in need in this world for our body and especially for our souls? And how God has graciously met each and every one of our needs. And so He encourages us, give, and it will be given to you. And then He uses some market metaphors. Good measure pressed down. Meaning that, if you're going to give somebody some grain, you're going to make sure that they get that full measurement, that you press it down. Not only do you press it down, but you heap on top of it. And then that is what you give to them. You don't just level it off and say, that's it. Rather, we're overflowing with our generosity as we treat others in the way that God Himself has treated us. Yes, God is merciful. He sent Jesus into the creation. He sent Jesus into the very flesh and blood that you and I share with Him. He sent Jesus to take upon Him all of our sins and pay for them on the cross. God's great mercy to you and to me. And He desires that as we have been forgiven, we would be merciful to others, so that in our acts of mercy, God's great mercy would shine forth, that we would be beacons in this darkness, this world that is often quite cold, this world that is often quite distant in meeting the needs of those that God loves. So you and I, we are called to be merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful, not because it earns us our salvation, but because we know the mercies of God. We know the salvation that he gives freely through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he wants you and me, as followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as members of the church, to boldly proclaim there is mercy, there is forgiveness of sins. Yes, God, your Heavenly Father, cares about you, and he desires that you live with him. Not because you're better than others, not because you've earned it. It's not because of what you have done. Rather, God's love is so great, is so abundant, that it overflows with mercy for all, even for those that are not followers, even for the ungrateful, for the evil. God has mercy. And so we, as God's followers, as the church, we seek to imitate him, to be filled with mercy, to be filled with love, so that others would know the love that God has for them, so that others would know the love that we have for them as fellow brothers and sisters redeemed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Children aren't the only ones that can imitate. You and I, we are called to imitate our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're called to imitate the mercy that he has had. For yes, God is merciful. And as we know that mercy, we seek to extend it to others so that they might know it and be filled with the joy of life everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite the congregation and those that are worshiping with us to join together in speaking the Apostles' Creed as we confess the way that our Heavenly Father has shown us mercy and mercy to all of his creation. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. At this time, we go to our Heavenly Father and seek his grace and mercy, not only for those in the church, but for those outside the church, so that they might be brought into faith. Lord, our light and our salvation, you are our strength. Work in us a worthy fear and constant trust in your mercy, that we would fear nothing else in this passing world. Lord, in your mercy, gracious Lord, sustain Matthew, our synod president, our district president, and our circuit visitor, and our pastors as they proclaim your exalted name and word to us, that we may give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and faithfulness toward us in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, Father, enable us through your law to see the logs in our own eyes, not only the specks in our brother's eyes, that we may not be judged and condemned by our own judgment and condemnation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you raised up Joseph according to your plan to exercise authority in Egypt, working good from what was meant only for evil. Work by your power in the leaders and authorities of our nation, whom you have set in place, that many would be kept alive and protected in this life throughout their governance. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, answer Rick, Glenn, Wayne, Leon, Tracy, Linda, Doug, and Mark, and all who suffer in our midst on the day when they call to you by increasing their strength of soul. Preserve their lives and grant them health and healing in accord with your perfect will. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you are merciful, and through Christ have promised that you will neither judge nor condemn us, but graciously forgive all of our sins and abundantly provide for all our wants of body and soul. By your Holy Spirit, establish in our hearts a confident faith in your mercy. Teach us, in turn, to be merciful to our neighbor, that we may not judge or condemn others, but willingly forgive all, and judging only ourselves, lead blessed lives in your fear, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. At this time, we continue with the collection of our offerings. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his mercy endures forever.
Promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. I invite you to be seated as we sing our concluding hymn number 793.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. If you have no church home, we invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. If you are unable to attend the worship service in person, we invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. Peace offers live stream worship as well as past services at Peace Lutheran Church, Park Falls, Wisconsin's YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for his ministry, you may do so on the Facebook page.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday. Some showers and storms, especially going into the afternoon. Highs climbing to the middle 70s. Light northwest winds. Overnight, mostly clear. We'll see upper 40s to the lower 50s. Sunshine on Monday. Currently 56 degrees.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. And coming up in this hour, the music of Andrew Crawford, along with Shannon Slaughter, the Poe Ramblin' Boys, and my very special guest, Bronwyn Keith Hines. We'll be sharing tracks from her new CD, I Built a World, so stick around for that. It's all straight ahead, and it's all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com. And we're going to kick it off right now with new music from Jason Carter and Michael Cleveland. Here's Give It Away.
If I had only listened to what my mama said, I would not be alone today. She always told me, son, if you want love to stay, you gotta learn to give it away. Now once I had a love and so fine, I was just
reaching out. Seems like hearts are made that way. And if you want true love, and you want love to stay, you gotta learn to give it away. We all want the love, we don't want to pay. But the world is made of love, and you gotta learn to give it away. Love is always here. Give it away. Well, I tried and tried most every day to satisfy your selfish ways. I built a home to settle down. Country folks in a country town.
Slaughter. That's called Silent as the Grave, a song he co-authored with Tim Stafford, of course, of Blue Highway fame. I'm Terry Heard. Glad to be here with you as we head into this hour of great bluegrass. Got another brand new one for you right now from the Poe Ramblin' Boys. This one's called Lonely Pie.